Well, now we shall discuss the role of enterprise resource management in retail, which is the fourth chapter. In this, we will discuss the basic components. We're going to look at the advantages and disadvantages. We're also going to look at some of the vendors. So let's quickly run through the objectives. So here we will define and explain the basic components of a retail ERP system. Also discuss advantages and disadvantages of using a retail ERP suite as just mentioned in the previous slide. Describe the business implications for retail ERP system and describe in detail the major retail ERP vendors and their products so as to give a practical view of the particular systems which are supplied to the retail industry. Enterprise resource planning systems or ERP systems refer to the software packages that integrate all the data and the related processes of an organization into a unified information system or IS. In fact, some elements have already been discussed in the third chapter where we discussed it as a key terminology or a key term used in retail. An ERP system uses a central database that holds all the data relating to the various system modules. In order to achieve a seamless integration, an ERP system uses multiple hardware and software components. In fact, if you remember, this was the exact point which we had mentioned in the third chapter, where there is a diverse number of systems that ERP works on. The ERP packages are heavily used by larger retail chains. Larger retail chains have more resources, they have more chaos, and they want better management of this huge number of resources. If you consider Walmart, which is a worldwide retailer, so just imagine the kind of sales that happen in Walmart, the kind of procurement of goods that happens there, the kind of goods which are stocked, the inventory which is kept. So all this disparate or diverse or humongous amount of data, of humongous amount of inventory, the products stocked, procurements done, payments, all need to be unified, and ERP precisely does so. An ERP system may be defined as a packaged business software system that enables a company to manage the efficient and effective use of resources by providing an integrated solution for the organization's information processing needs. So basically, it consists of various applications under various heads for different functionalities and comes as one particular package under which all these softwares are packaged or they are encompassed. ERP systems provide firms with two new and different types of functionalities. The first being a transaction processing function, allowing for the integrated management of data throughout the entire company. So here you have a unified management of data, data which works in cognizance of the different systems that it lies on, and a workflow management function controlling the numerous process flows within the company. So a complete snapshot is developed of the structure and the workflow, and it is captured in this particular system along with its numerous process flows and encapsulated and abstracted into the ERP system. ERP facilitates the flow of information between all the processes in an organization. So information flows in various directions. This is enhanced by the ERP system. ERP systems can also be an instrument for for transforming functional organizations into process-oriented ones. When properly integrated, ERP supports process-oriented businesses effectively. So basically, functional organizations are those which work primarily like silos, which have their own functions, which are restricted by their own functionality or specifications. Process-oriented organizations have a more integrated or interdependent kind of a working. They don't work in silos, but they work in a broad process manner or an integrated manner. Enterprise resource planning is essentially an integrated solution, software solution used to manage a company's resources. The resources may be the human resources, the resources may be the fiscal resources, the inventory that is kept, the goods which are purchased, and so on. Retailers are using ERP for product planning, parts purchasing, maintaining of inventories, interacting with suppliers, providing customer service, and tracking orders. So if you notice, all these activities are integral, or they are the core activities of the retail operations. So they are all, you can say, they can all be helped or aided by the use of ERP. With ERP, retailers can save money in maintaining inventory, reduce the respondent time to the marketing demand, and get competence. Now, through the help of this particular diagram, let's look at some of the main components of a retail ERP system. An important element is the management of the merchandise. Merchandise is nothing but the kind of products that are purchased by the retailers at a lower price to sell to individual customers. Also, the aspect of retail planning. So what all things should go in preparing a particular blueprint or plan for the retail operations. Supply chain planning and execution. So in the last chapter, we've seen, discussed quite a bit about supply chain, the components involved, the basic concept. Store operations. So individual stores, so what kind of operations they need, what kind of promotional activities are required, and so on. And the corporate administration. So people who are at the headquarters or the corporate offices of such organizations, so administration facilitated for them. So briefly, we saw a very short or a cursory discussion on the major components. So let's look at each one of them in greater detail. The first being the merchandise management. This basically constitutes of the primary component of a retail ERP system that supports the merchandise management operations undertaken by retailers. Now, what do we mean by merchandise management? What are the components? So the components include the activities such as setting up, maintenance, and management of the retail outlet, keeping track of the prices of the items, inventory, and different vendors, etc. This component of ERP system also offers some key reporting functions, as well as the allied business intelligence modules. So it encompasses a wide range or area of systems. The merchandise management component also offers an integrated interface to the other retail applications, thereby acting as a bridge between the different retail applications supported by the retail ERP suite aimed at facilitating more efficient retail operations. Merchandise may be defined as any product, service, idea, or entity of value that can be offered to someone in the market for a price and that offers to satisfy a genuine need or want of consumer. For example, if you've been to many of the large malls, they also have services like the food pantries, restaurants, They also have certain gaming zones which provide services for young children, for adults like pool parlors, game parlors. So all these can come under the concept of merchandise. The merchandise management component takes care of all the activities related to the management of the merchandise offered for the sale at the retail store. In a nutshell, the merchandise management component of an enterprise resource planning package covers all the activities centered on the merchandise offered at the retail store. The next element is the retail planning element. This element of the ERP allows the retailers to undertake the planning activities at a large as well as a small scale as per the needs of the situation. It focuses on the different strategies to be employed in order to help the retail store in increasing the sales of the merchandise. This component focuses on achieving economies of scales, that is, a huge number of operations or a huge number in terms of merchandise and so on, and attaining the desired effectiveness by increasing the merchandising sales at the retail chains. This component helps the retailers in planning the various sales and promotional events aimed at boosting or increasing the sales of the merchandise offering at the store. This way, retail planning forms an important and a critical component of the retail ERP systems as it performs the critical function of offering the planning activities that may be undertaken at the micro as well as macro level to give a push to the merchandise sales at the retail stores. So every element, every aspect of the retail planning is covered by this particular application. The retail planning component is extensively used by the middle and the upper management in formulating favorable promotional strategies to stimulate the sales and ensure increase in inventory turns at the retail store. So, every aspect of the retail operations are planned and strategized with the help of this component of ERP. Hence, retail planning may be called as a critical component of the retail ERP systems. The next component is that of the supply chain planning and execution. It provides support to the internal as well as the external supply chain process. It covers both the planning and the execution part of the supply chain management in retail. Supply chain forms the backbone of retail operations. As you know, the retail unit is comprising of a huge number of entities, a vast inventory list, so supply chain is extremely important. Here we continue with the concept of supply chain planning and execution. The supply chain represents the flow of information, finances, and materials as they move in a process from the supplier to the wholesaler to the retailer and finally to the end user or consumer of merchandise. Supply chain planning and execution is an integral part of the retail ERP system. So it's extremely important to understand how this particular concept functions and how it functions from the perspective of the retail operations. In this context, the retailers aim to take advantage of the operational synergies. So there might be certain commonalities in the operational flows, in the activities which correspond in the retail operations. So synergies are developed, or similarities or commonalities are developed, which the retailers aim to take benefit of. To meet the requirements of such retail chains, the supply chain planning and execution component of the retail ERP systems allows the retailers to keep track of the entire supply chain, beginning at the manufacturer and ending at the consumer. It allows a retailer to keep track of all the activities and processes comprising of the supply chain of the merchandise offered at the retail store. This in turn helps retailers to run their businesses in an effective and efficient manner by closely monitoring their supply chains and ensuring its management in a smooth and efficient manner to ensure profitability in business. So if the supply chain, as we've seen, is the backbone of the retail operations, if it is managed in a proper manner, it will result in a lot of cost saving, it will result in a lot of efficiency, and of course, post which you will receive a profitability through this particular execution. The next component is that of the store operations. This element or component of the ERP system takes care of all the operations related to the store management function. The store operations are central to a retail chain, since the retailers keep the majority of their inventory at the stores. Moreover, the store operations are unique to retail ERP systems, as the other ERP packages do not offer such a comprehensive component like the store operations as offered by a retail ERP system. Because the other, packages, they cater to such industries where there is absolutely no management of the stores. So that's the reason why store management is special or is central to the retail industry. The store operations component includes the store specific inventory management, sales audit, returns management, perishables management, and the labor management. So these are some of the important subcomponents that are included in this component of ERP, which is the store operations. The store operations component can also include the customer management and the associated promotion execution systems. The next component of the retail ERP system is that of the corporate administration. This component aims to serve the information needs of the administration and usually includes the process management and compliance reports required by the top management for the decision-making purposes. So at a strategic level, the top management needs a lot of reports in order to understand how their organizations are functioning, and this is precisely catered to by this particular component of ERP. This component or feature also includes other corporate financial reports such as the accounts receivables, accounts payables, general ledger, and the asset management reports. The corporate administration component may also include the corporate level human resource management or HRM systems. Thus, we can see that the corporate administration component plays a critical role in providing the necessary information to the top management to get a general idea of the health of the retail business by the way of the various financial reports generated by this component provided in the retail ERP system. So, on a holistic nature, on a broad-based manner, this particular component provides the necessary elements. It provides a micro as well as a macroscopic view of the health of the business to the top bosses in the retail organizations. This component makes available the necessary data required to provide an insight into the financial health of a retail business. Moreover, this component of the retail ERP system is used for generating specific compliance reports submitted to the industry watchdog or other monitoring agency that may require reporting of such data on a periodic basis. So this is also an important element which is provided, or a functionality provided by the corporate administration component. The reports that we've discussed in the previous few slides, which are generated by this component, the component of corporate administration, not only aid or help the management in meeting the mandatory disclosure norms, in simple terms, the compulsory disclosure norms or standards, but also help in the formulation of effective management strategies to achieve the desired results in terms of sales or profits that are calculated using the same financial indicators. Now let's take a look at the challenges faced by the retail industry for ERP. In the current business environment, the retail industry faces two major challenges that threaten its profitability and long-term survival prospects. These are known as the twin challenges, which are the market competition, which is the first one, which we are going to discuss in detail now. To beat the competition, retailers have to understand the consumer demand at the point of interaction and respond to the various inputs in real time across the enterprise. This calls for a proactive approach on the part of the retail organization to sense the specific requirements of the consumer before other competitors and respond to them in real time, ensuring consumer or customer satisfaction in the process. So today, as we know, these are times of a huge amount of competition. There are n number of retailers, different types of retailers. We also have e-tailers. So this is a major challenge to many of how to survive the competition, and ERP actually helps with some of those. In terms of market competition, the margins in the retail business generally are very low, and that removes any scope for waste or inefficiencies in business processes. Efficiency is critical to survive in this particular industry. A proactive approach on the part of the retail organization requires an enterprise web monitoring and control of various business processes that may ultimately lead to the desired efficiencies and the long-term customer satisfaction and profitability. The next particular challenge, the first being market competition, is the regulatory pressures. Now, regulatory pressures are the pressures put on by certain regulatory authorities and bodies, many of them representing the governments. In order to meet these regulatory standards, the retailers require an enterprise-wide process visibility, data access, and near-instant performance reporting. However, the need for flexibility, process efficiency, reliable information, and responsiveness is very hard to achieve given the existing portfolio of legacy, homegrown, and packaged software applications used by a majority of retail organizations. Therefore, a retail business would benefit immensely from an integrated IS infrastructure which continuously monitors and dispatches the necessary information of flow of goods all the way from supplier to the cash register and then back to accounting, as well as other functions of the retail organization. A combination in this context of flexibility, process efficiency, reliable information, and responsiveness is critical to a retail business, and ERP packages have been introduced to tackle the elimination of IT complexity, albeit with some implementation challenges to the line of business and IT staff management. So a lot of the regulatory pressures or the standards be adhered to are taken care in this manner.